点平安与诸位同在。
May the peace and grace of the Lord be with us。
我们聚会之前，我们一起低头来默祷。
Let's all bow our hands and pray in silence before the service。
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this morning's service。
现在来唱诗320首。
Let's sing hymn 320。
站着低头来祷告。
Please remain standing. We pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们要感谢你，让我们今天来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you to worship you.
主，你来到世界上，让我们来借着你认识天上的神。
Lord, you came to this world so that we can come to know God through you.
使我们能够跟至高至大伟大的真神能够建立关系。
So that we can have a relationship with our ultimate true God.
使我们能够在你的里面享受 丰盛的恩典。
So that we can enjoy the abundant blessing in you.
啊，愿主耶稣你带领我们早上的聚会。
Lord Jesus Christ, please guide us in this morning service.
赐给我们智慧，让我们对你认识更清楚。
Give us wisdom so that we can know you more clearly.
愿你凭着你丰盛的恩典祝福我每一位。
May you abundantly bless every one of us here.
在你的里面有平安跟喜乐。
So we can all have joy and peace within you.
主，我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
阿们。
阿们。
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们正道之前，我们先请圣何西伯唱诗班来这里献诗。
Before the sermon, I would like to invite the San Jose Choir to present a few hymns here.
Thank you.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天的聚会。
Welcome all the friends to come to join us today.
今天早上跟大家来查考为什么做基督徒。
So this morning we'd like to study why we wanted to be a Christian.
我们一生有很多很重大的决定。
There are many important decisions to be made in our lives.
但其中一个最重要的决定就是我要做一个基督徒。
And one of the most important one is the moment when we decide to become a Christian.
为什么我们要做一个基督徒？
Why do we want to be a Christian?
今天早上我想从四点跟大家一起来学习。
I would like to share four points with you.
第一点。
First one.
因为我们要成为一个有智慧的人。
First, because we want to be a person of wisdom.
我们现在看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
三十节。
Verse 30.
但你们得以在基督里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
这个地方说基督就是我们的智慧。
Here it says Jesus Christ is our wisdom.
是信耶稣做基督徒，我们会成为一个有智慧的人。
In other words, when we become a Christian, we'll become someone with wisdom.
我们现在网络非常的发达。
And nowadays, the internet connections are very advanced.
我讲每个人平均大概花了一个钟头以上在上网。
On average, every person will spend an hour a day on the network.
我们有个感觉就是里面资讯很多。
There's one, we all know that there are so much information out there.
你差不多要看什么都有。
No matter what you want to find, there will be something out there.
那这么多资讯里面，到最后我们会想一个问题。
With so much information, we tend to wonder.
这么多资讯能够帮助我有智慧的到底有多少？
Out of all those information out there, how much is helpful for me to gain more wisdom?
我们就发现非常的少。
And the result is very, very, very little.
因为这些资讯大部分都是人造出来的。
Because all that information is after all from man.
但是智慧从哪里来？
Where does wisdom come from?
智慧从神来的。
It comes from God.
神是智慧的泉源。
And God is the source of wisdom.
所以要成为有智慧，要从认识神开始。
That's why we want to start from God if we want to get wisdom.
做基督徒就是敬拜天上的神。
And to be a Christian is to worship our God in heaven.
所以会成为一个很有智慧的人。
And therefore will become a person of wisdom.
我们从最小来谈，谈到最大。
That's from the little thing to the bigger things.
智慧会帮助我们做一个正确的判断。
Wisdom can help us to make a right judgment.
也会让我们在不知道怎么办的时候，你知道怎么办。
And also will help us to decide when we don't know what to do.
在800年前主耶稣出生以赛亚书已经介绍主耶稣。
800 years before Jesus Christ was born, the book of Isaiah already described Jesus.
说他是一个奇妙的策士。
He mentioned that he is a wonderful counselor.
他是世界上最奇妙的一个参谋。
He's the most wonderful advisor in the world.
也就是世界上没有一个问题，主耶稣没有答案的。
There's no question in the world that Jesus does not have answer for.
如果我们有问题，找不到答案，是因为我们不认识耶稣。
If we have problem and we do not know the answer, the problem is because we do not know Jesus.
那世界上有很多很重要的问题，我们没有找到答案。
There are many important questions in this world to which there are no answers.
但是一直到我们找到耶稣，我们
就
有答案。
Until the point when we find Jesus.
比方说最小的问题。
For example, there's a small question here.
我们怎么教小孩子？
How do we teach our children?
你到书上，在街上你可以找到很多的书。
If you go to the library, you can find many different books.
但是每一本书讲法都不一样。
And every book will tell you the different information.
那你怎么教小孩子？
How, which one do you follow?
你就发现无所适从。
Then you do not know what to do.
但是我们怎么教小孩子呢？
How do we teach the children?
如果我们回到圣经。
And then if we go back to the Bible,
圣经给我们一个两大原则。
The Bible gave us two great example principles.
第一个要教小孩子敬畏神。
One is learn from the things.
所以如果我们小孩子敬畏神，
If our kids, they fear God,
你就不会忧虑他会去用药，你就不会忧虑他会醉酒，他会赌博，他会搞男女关系。
Then you won't need to worry about their problem with drugs or other problem in the society.
你让他走到世界每一个角落，我都没有忧虑。
No matter where they go in the world, they won't need to worry about it.
因为他心里敬畏神。
Because they have the fear of God in their hearts.
不然的话，我们做父母，请问你能够看守孩子多久？
Otherwise, as a parents, you wonder how long can you take care of them?
他接触的朋友这么多。
They have so many friends that they deal with.
他什么网络都可以上去。
They can get onto all the internet sites.
在整个这个社会文化一直往下沉，你要怎么去管你的小孩子？
In this age of cultural degradation, how would you be able to take care of him?
你差不多没有办法控制。
There's no way for us to do that.
只有一个。
There's only one.
从小叫他敬畏神。
And we teach him to fear God from their childhood.
所以圣经的教训就是最可用的。
So the teaching in the Bible was very practical.
第二个。
The second.
叫他亲近神。
And teach him to draw near to God.
不论到什么地方，他都懂得向神祷告。
And no matter where they go, they understand the importance of praying to God.
不论到什么地方，他都懂得去聚会。
No matter where they go, they need to go to the church to have a service together.
那一个人如果亲近神，
If they draw near to God,
神就亲近他。
And God will be near to him.
神的恩典就会在他身上。
And the grace of God will be with him.
他有困难，神就会引导。
And when he is in trouble, God will guide him.
所以我们做父母的对下一代就没有忧虑。
And then as parents, we do not have to worry too much about our children.
这个就是圣经里面教小孩子的方法。
And those are the principles in the Bible as to how you teach your kids.
这个就是一种智慧。
And this is the wisdom.
有的父母花很多时间教小孩子。
And many parents, they spend plenty of time trying to teach their kids.
小孩子在世界上成功了。
In the world, they may be very successful.
但是等到父母年纪大，他不要小孩子，他不要父母。
However, when the parents get old, the children do not want to be with their parents anymore.
但是如果一个小孩子敬畏神，
However, if the kids, they fear God,
有神的诫命在，
the commandment of God within their hearts,
这个父母跟小孩子的关系是一生不会磨灭的。
And then the relationship between the parents and the children would not go away during their whole lifetime.
这是一种智慧。
And this, again, is a wisdom.
要像说我们的家庭生活。
Take our family life as an example.
我们常常想家庭生活要怎么才能够幸福。
Oftentimes we wonder how we can have a happy family life.
所以我们常常就从物质的观念入门。
And oftentimes we think about this from the material point of view.
怎么有更高的收入。
How can we gain higher income?
然后有更好的房子。
How can we have a better house?
更高的生活水准。
Or better living standard.
但是我们发现这些都达到了，家庭也不一定很幸福。
However, when we achieve all those things, then we still do not have happiness.
那怎么让我们的家庭能够幸福？
So how do we have happiness?
我们在世界上，你发现很多的书讲法也不一样。
In this world, there are so many books talking about this. They all have different opinions.
但是结论是，世界上有很多破碎的家庭。
The conclusion is, however, there are so many broken families in this world.
但是我们在圣经里，我们在圣经里面。
In the Bible,It tells us,
看到一个幸福的家庭就是有神同在的家庭。
That a happy family is one that God is with them.
整个家庭被神的恩典充满。
So the whole family is covered by the grace of God.
被神的爱充满。
With the love of God.
这个家庭最满足，最喜乐。
And then this family will be the most happy family in the world.
所以我们大部分在教会里面看到一个敬畏神的人，他的家庭生活都很圆满。
So oftentimes we see a person in the church, if he fears God, then he probably have a very good family life.
不是他拥有很多。
Not because he has abundant material things.
是因为他有耶稣同在。
Rather because he has Jesus with him.
这个很难了解。
And this is very hard to understand.
但是这是一个事实。
But it's truth.
有统计数字可以证明。
There's a proof in the statistics.
所以智慧这很重要。
Therefore, wisdom is very important.
我们来到主耶稣里面，让我们得到智慧。
So when we come to Jesus Christ, we'll gain wisdom.
啊，有很多的问题，世界上你找不到答案。
There are so many questions, problems in the world that you do not have answers to.
我们的心要怎么得到满足？
How can we satisfy our hearts?
我常常到非洲去。
Often, quite a few times I've been to Africa.
我发现非洲的人。
I realize the people in Africa.
跟美国的人物质生活水准不能够比。
They have a very, very different material life than we have here in the U.S.
我们可能是在天，他们可能是在地。
Material-wise speaking, we are in heaven, they're on the earth.
但是我们问一个问题。
But we have one question to ask.
我们比他们快乐吗？
Are we happier than them?
我们常常以为非洲人很可怜。
Oftentimes we may think that people in Africa are very pitiful.
但是我们在教会里面看到很多很喜乐的信徒。
In our church in Africa, however, we see so many brothers and sisters that are so happy, joyous.
不错，物质生活很简单。
Yes, indeed, their material life are very simple.
我记得我曾经算过，我在奈及利亚一个美金可以买100多个橘子。
I still remember when I was in Nigeria, $1 you can buy over 100 oranges.
那没有 shopping mall, 你带美金去也没有东西买。
Since there's no shopping mall, even if you bring plenty of dollars, you do not know where to spend them.
但是很容易喜乐。
Yet you very easy to be happy over there.
因为你的欲望一降低，就很容易满足。
Because once you take away your desire, your heart will be really easily satisfied.
但是在教会里面唱诗赞美神。
In the church, you will sing hymn and praise God.
这是一种喜乐。
That is a joy.
所以一个人要真的生活有满足有喜乐。
So for us to have a truly joyful and happy life,
需要智慧。
We need wisdom.
那主耶稣给我们引导一个方向。
And Jesus Christ gave us a direction.
最重要不是从物质入门。
So the most important thing is not from the material point of view.
要从心灵上入门。
But rather it's from our heart.
就是让我们的心得到满足。
So that our heart can be satisfied.
那这个只有在主耶稣里面才有的。
And this can only be from Jesus Christ.
那有时候我们在思想一些更重要的问题。
And sometimes we think about more important questions.
有时候我们常常发现人际关系发生问题。
And sometimes we may have problem dealing with other people.
那这个问题要怎么解决？
How do we solve this kind of problems?
我们现在看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
17节。
Verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old one is gone, the new has come.
这里说有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Here it says, if anyone is in Christ, then he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old one has come and the new has arrived.
人跟人之间有问题，常常旧事过不了。
Oftentimes when we have problems is because the old things are not going away.
这个旧事常常是不愉快的记忆，别人对我们的伤害，别人对我们的得罪。
And the old things are referring to the unhappy memories, the things that people has done against us.
那因为这个伤害太深，有时候很难，真的很难解决，不是不愿意解决。
Because oftentimes hurt so much that it's really, really difficult to put away with that.
所以有时候人的关系一旦破裂，一生没有办法弥补。
And sometimes, if you have a broken relationship, there won't be any chance in the life time to make it up.
圣经竟然说旧事已过，都变成新的。
Yet the Bible says here, the old has gone, the new has arrived.
没有一件事情是不能够过去的。
Nothing in this world cannot be dealt with.
在耶稣里，一切都过去了。
In Jesus Christ, all the old things are gone.
新的就变成新的。
And the new ones will come.
所以我们看到很多的婚姻快要发生问题，回来找神。
And we have seen so many examples where they have problems in their marriage, and when they come back to God, they solve the problems.
就变成新的。
Then the new ones have arrived.
我们看到那个青少年还没有信主以前很调皮。
We see our adolescents, people when before they become Christians, they are very naughty.
连父母也没有办法教。
Even their parents cannot take control of them.
我在美国就看到一个。
I seen one here in the U.S.
没有办法管。
It's very difficult to take care of him.
但是洗礼完。
After he has been baptized.
整个就改变了。
The whole person has changed.
聚会就乖乖就坐在会堂。
He will just sit in the chapel in the service time.
现在已经大学毕业了，找到很好的工作。
Now he has graduated from college and had a good job.
怎么会变化这么大？
What changed?
旧事已经过了。
The old has gone.
神的灵充满他。
The spirit has filled him.
神的爱感动他。
The love of God has moved him.
就变成很温柔很顺服。
Now he's a very obedient person.
就变成新的了。
His new has come.
这真的很奇妙。
And this is a truly wonderful
miracle. 没有办法解释。
It's very hard to explain that.
所以啊，智慧从哪里来？
So where does wisdom come from?
智慧从神来的。
It comes from God.
好，我们现在再回来看哥林多前书。
Now let's turn back to the First Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
19节。
Verse 19.
因为这世上的智慧在看神看是愚拙的，如经上所记，主叫有智慧的人中了自己的诡计。二十节。
20.
又说主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。这里说世界上的智慧在神看起来是愚拙的。
He says here the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这个世上的智慧到最后所带给人所有的计划、想法、观念根据二十节是虚妄的。
Because in the end, everything this worldly wisdom will bring vanity to us.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为如果世界上的智慧不能够让我们认识神。
Because if the wisdom of this world does not lead us to God,
也就是人的最根本发生问题。
And then we have problem with our fundamentals.
好像一个树的那个根已经断掉了。
Just like the trees, with the roots are rotten.
到最后就是枯干了。
In the end, the tree will die.
人一切所计划的到你要死的时候，发现什么都没有了。
So with all your planning, all your thinking in this world, when you're about to die,Nothing will be here with you anymore.
所以人最重要的就是来寻找神。
So the most important thing for us is to seek God.
对每一件事情能够看得很清楚。
So that we can see everything clearly.
对每一个问题都有可以找到答案。
So that we can find answers to every problems that we might have.
这是做基督徒的第一点。
So this is the first point of being a Christian.
为了成为有智慧。
So that we can have wisdom.
第二点
The second point.
我们再回到哥林多前书。
Let's go back to the First Corinthians.
第一章。
First one, chapter one.
三十节。
Verse 30.
你们在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义。这里说神使耶稣成为我们的公义。
It says here God has made Jesus Christ to be our righteousness.
什么是公义
？What is righteousness？
如果我们看英文这个公义就是从对这个字衍生出来。
And this word comes from the word right, means being correct.
所以公义就是一切都是对的。
So righteousness means that everything you do is correct.
也就是没有罪。
There's no sin.
为什么要做基督徒
？Why do you want to be a Christian？
因为在基督里面，我们才能够变成一个义人。
Because only in Christ that we can become a person of righteousness.
为什么需要做一个义人
？Why do we need to be a righteous person？
好，我们现在来看以赛亚书五十七章。
Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 57.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
二十节。
Verse 20.
五十七章的二十节。唯独恶人好像翻腾的海不得平静，其中的水常涌出污秽跟淤泥来。二十一节。
Verse 21.
我说，我的神说，恶人必不得平安。圣经说，恶人不得平安。
Bible says here, there's no peace for the wicked.
什么是恶人
？Who are the wicked？
就是有罪的人。
But those are the person who have sins.
他就没有平安。
And they do not have peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个罪在他的心里面
Because they have sins in their hearts.
是他没有办法平静下来
And which prevent them from being able to have peace in their hearts.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us.
我们在神的标准每一个人都有罪
That we all are sinners according to the standard of God.
所以我们常常心灵没有平安
That's why we do not have peace in our hearts.
真正的平安从哪里来
Where did the true peace come from?
从公义来的。
It comes from righteousness.
我们来看以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
十七节。
Verse 17.
公义的果效必是平安，公平的效验 必是平稳，直到永远。18节。
18.
我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇之所。
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17, the fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. 18. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest.
圣经给我们一个非常重要的指引。
This Bible gave us a very good direction here.
怎么生活才有平安?
How do we have peace in our lives?
圣经说公义的果效是平安。
It tells us here the fruit of righteousness is will be peace.
就是当我们做每一件事情都在神面前是对的时候，我们的生活就很平安。
That is, if we do everything in the eyes of God, it's correct things, then we have peace.
那公义的效验是平稳。
And the effect of righteousness will be quietness.
英文就是说安静，你心中会很安静。
Your heart will be peaceful, be quiet.
所以公义跟公平带给人的生活是平静安稳。
So righteousness will bring us a life of quietness and peaceful.
这个是圣经对问题一个最终的答案。
And this is the final answer of the Bible to our lives.
大家都喜欢平安。
We all like to have a peaceful life.
大家都喜欢生活心灵很安静。
We all like to have a wonderful quiet life.
但是我们不晓得从哪里来。
But yet we do not know how to gain that.
圣经的答案是公义跟公平。
The answer from the Bible is to be righteous. Be righteous.
那这个公义跟公平从哪里来？
So how do we achieve righteousness?
就要从主耶稣来。
It is from Jesus Christ.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Turn to Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
21节
Verse 21.
第五章21节。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。这个地方说神使那无罪的就是主耶稣。
Here, the one who has no sin is referring to Jesus Christ.
他代替我们成为罪。
He put on his sin for us.
所以主耶稣被钉在十字架，跟强盗钉在一起。
As a result, he was nailed on the cross with robbers.
他没有罪。
He had no sin.
但是为什么跟强盗钉在一起？
But why was he nailed on the cross with the robbers?
替我们成为罪。
Because he did so for us.
因为我们的不义。
Because of our unrighteousness.
所以他代替我们的罪，付出一个代价。
So he took up upon our sins and paid the price for that.
就是在十字架上接受罪人的刑罚
，which is to be crucified on the cross.
所以我们有罪
，so therefore we have sins.
但是这个代价要把罪得到解决，这个代价主耶稣已经付出去了。
And the price to take care of that sin has been already paid by Jesus Christ.
就是十字架的苦难。
And that is the suffering on the cross.
那今天我们做一个基督徒
，today we as Christians,
我们在他里面就成为神的义。
In him.We become righteousness.
所以我们变成义人。
And therefore we become people of righteousness in the eyes
of God. 不是我们没有罪。
Not because we do not have sins.
是神的爱遮盖我们的罪，赦免我们的罪。
Love of God have already covered and forgiven our sins.
因此我们信耶稣之后变成义人。
And therefore after we become Christians, we become person of righteousness.
诗篇里面告诉我们。
The Psalms have Psalms tells us.
我们看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 103.
诗篇的一百零三篇。
Psalms 103.
第十节。
Psalms 103, chapter verse 10.
一百零三篇第十节。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。十一节。
Verse 11。
天地地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他人也是何等的大。十二节。
12。
东离西有多远，他叫我们过犯离开我们也有多远。这个地方圣经在描写神怎么对待我们的罪。
Here describes how God treats us as sinners.
他说他没有按我们的罪过对待我们，报应我们。
He does not treat us as our sins deserve.
如果神一条一条照我们的罪来跟我们算账
if God treat us according to the sins one by one,
我们都灭亡了
then we should all perish.
如果我们对待别人的罪那一种态度神这样来对我们
if God treat us as we treat other people according to their problems.
我们都完了。
We're all dead.
那今天我们为什么活得好好？
Why are we here today alive?
因为神没有照我们的罪来报应我们。
Because God does not treat us as our sins deserve.
那十二节说东离西有多远？到底有多远？无穷远。
So how in verse 12, how far is it from east to west?
那他叫我们过犯离开我们有多远？
So as far he will remove our transgressions from us.
就是只要我们接受耶稣。
So as long as we accept Jesus Christ.
我们过去的不义，一切的罪都被解决了。
The old sins will already be solved.
我们就变成义人。
We'll become righteous people.
因此，在他里面能够享受平安、安静。
As a result, we can enjoy peace and quietness in Him.
跟神享受很亲近。
To have this wonderful relationship with God.
跟神和好。
To have a reconciliation with God.
而且有了公义，我们跟人的关系也很好。
And once we are righteous, we have good relationship with other people as well.
因为就没有罪了。
Because we do not have sin anymore.
人跟人有问题是有罪在里面。
The reason why we have problem with other people is because we have sins.
这个罪拿掉，人就没有问题了。
Once the sins are gone, we do not have problems anymore.
所以这个是一个非常神给我们很大的恩典。
So this is a very wonderful blessing from God.
这是第二个原因。
So this is the second point.
为什么做基督徒？
Of why we want to be a Christian.
为着做一个义人。
Because we want to be a righteous person.
好，第三个。
Number three.
为什么要做基督徒？
Why do we want to be a Christian?
因为我们要享受神的爱。
Because we want to enjoy the love of God.
世界上每一个人都希望被爱。
Every one of us in this world want to be loved.
但是我们常常发现有时候我们爱别人也是很有限的。
But oftentimes we realize that our love to other people is very limited.
但是最伟大的爱就是神的爱。
The greatest love, however, is from God.
在神的爱里面，我们可以感到温暖，可以感到喜乐。
We have a sense of warmness and also happiness in God's love.
我们先来看神的爱的特色。
Let's look at the love of God.
请看加拉太书第三章。
The book of Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，你们在基督耶稣里都成了义。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
什么是爱？
What is love?
爱就是接纳。
Love is acceptance.
无条件的被接纳。
Unconditional acceptance.
世界上的爱常常是有条件的。
The love in this world oftentimes are attached with strings.
所以有选择性。
And they have choices.
你没有那个条件，你就被拒在外面。
If you do not meet the conditions, you will not be loved.
但是神对人爱。
Love of God to us.
它不分种族。
There's no strain, no matter what race you are.
犹太人、希腊人，不同的种族。
There's no Jew or Greek.
黄的、黑的、白的，不分种族。
Doesn't matter what your skin color is.
这个是神的爱，不分。
And the love of God has no condition.
但是人的爱是分的。
Versus the man of love of man are conditional.
种族什么不同是分的。
We all look at other people's races, their skin color.
然后自主为奴的，不分社会的地位。
Also here it says, doesn't matter whether you are slave or you are free.
那人是高的被尊敬，低的被践踏。
For us, however, we respect people of higher status and despise people of lower status.
但是在神看起来高低都一样，神都接纳。
In the eyes of God, no matter what, we all are accepted.
没有要人要的，神也接纳。
Even for people who no other people want, God will accept.
那不分性别。
Doesn't matter what your sex is.
或者男或者女。
Whether you are Man or woman,
神都接纳。
God will accept you.
所以做基督徒就是被爱，被神接纳。
So to be a Christian is to be loved by God, to be accepted by God.
这个是一个很大的恩典。
And this is a very wonderful blessing for us.
那神接纳我们要做什么？
What God wants us to do when He accepts us?
神接纳我们要让我们享受他的福分。
When we are accepted, we can enjoy the blessing of God.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
The word has become flesh and made us made his dwelling among us.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
律法借着摩西传的恩典跟真理是耶稣基督来的。
For the law were given through Moses, grace and truth come through Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来世界上，
When Jesus came to this world,
要带给我们恩典。
He bring along with him grace.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
你去上班，
When you go to work,
你付出的代价，你得到薪水，这个不是恩典。
You get your salary because you work, that is not grace.
这个是利益的交换。
This is an exchange of work and benefits.
但是不做工得工价，这个叫做恩典。
If you get salary without having to work, then that is a grace.
世界上哪里有这样的事情？
Where do you find that?
没有。
There's nothing like that in this world.
但是我们在基督里面，
In Jesus Christ, however,
神就赐给我们恩典。
God has given us grace.
只要你亲近他，向他求，神就赐给我们恩典。
As long as you draw near to God, God will give us His grace.
有肉体的恩典。
We have physical blessing.
有心灵上的恩典。
We have spiritual blessing.
有今生的恩典。
We have blessing of this world.
有来世的恩典。
We have blessing of next life.
所以我们在教会里面常常有见证会。
So oftentimes we have testimony sessions in the church.
见证什么？
What do we testify for?
见证神的恩典。
We testify for the grace of God.
这个很多见证很感人。
There are so many wonderful testimonies.
因为他得到很多神的恩典。
Because we have already received so much grace and blessing.
所以信耶稣就是要接受神的爱。
So to be a Christian is to accept the love of God.
来享受神给我们的恩典。
To enjoy the grace from God.
你看主耶稣在世界上。
When Jesus was in this world.
他行了好多的神迹奇事。
He has performed many miracles.
他解决了好多人的困难。
He has solved the problems for many people.
这个就是恩典。
And that was grace.
今天神要赐给我们。
Today God will give that grace to us.
有一天如果我们遇到什么事情走投无路。
So one day when we encounter problems without knowing what to do.
或者周围很多人很爱你但是没有办法帮忙你。
Or there are so many people around you who love you but they do not have solutions for you.
我们并没有绝望。
We do not lose hope.
因为我们还有一个天父。
Because we have a heavenly father.
他爱我，无所不能。
He is almighty.
他能够赐给我们恩典。
He can give us grace.
所以人走投无路的时候，他的希望就是在耶稣。
So when we run into the dead end, He is our hope.
耶稣给我们恩典。
And God will give us grace.
生活上的看顾。
He will take care of us in our lives.
身体上的平安。
In our physical blessing.
家庭的问题。
Our family problems.
神的恩典都够我们用了。
God's grace is abundant for us.
所以信耶稣非常好。
So it's very good to believe in Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣这个爱是借着他的牺牲奉献表现出来。
And this love of Christ manifests itself through his sacrifice.
所以信耶稣不是被勉强的。
So we should not become a Christian out of reluctance.
信耶稣是被感动被吸引的。
We become a Christian because we want to.
请看腓立比书。
Turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians,
第三章
chapter 3,
第五节
verse 5,
第三章第五节
Philippians chapter 3 verse 5,
你们要以基督的心为心第六节
6,
他本有神的形象不与自己与神同等为强夺第七节反倒虚己除了奴仆的形象成为义人第八节
chapter 2,
既有人的样式就存心卑微顺服以至于死且死在十字架上这里在讲神对人的爱。
Here in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 8 describe the love of God.
他是怎么牺牲的
？How he sacrificed.
人都是往上爬的。
Man will try to go upwards.
但是耶稣是往下降的。
Yet Jesus came down.
从天上的荣华降为人。
He came down from the glorious heaven to be a human.
从人降为仆人。
From a human to a slave.
从仆人降为罪人。
From a slave to a sinner.
最后被钉在十字架上。
In the end, he died on the cross.
因为他像往下降。
Because he kept going downwards.
所以他可以救我们往上升。
So that we can be saved and we can go upwards.
这个就是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
所以每一个人认识神的爱的人都很感动。
So for every one of us who understands the love of God, we are truly touched.
所以基督的爱激励我们。
So the love of God motivate us.
这是我们做基督徒一个很重要的原因。
And this is one of the most important reasons why we become Christians.
神的爱吸引我们。
Because of the love of God attracts us.
有哪一个有爱的地方不吸引人呢？
Every place or person of love will attract people.
最大的爱是耶稣。
The greatest love is from Christ.
最后一个原因。
The last reason.
为什么我做基督徒？
Why we become Christians.
为着永生。
Because we want to achieve eternal life.
有时候我们在搭飞机啊，你就看那个飞机上有一个飞行的图。
Sometimes if you ride an airplane, you see the plane route.
哦，它这里到那里有几英里。
It tells you how far the plane has gone, how many more miles.
啊，然后要飞行几个小时。
How many more hours is the flight?
哦，那你就看到那个飞越久，它就离它那个目的地越近了。
The longer you sit in the plane, the closer we get to the destination.
哦，所以我们每个人上飞机都有一个目标。
So we all have a final goal when we get onto the airplane.
就是我从这一点到那一点。
We all want to go from one place to the other.
哦，但是如果有一天你坐飞机
，But if one day when you get onto the airplane,
比方说你要飞到夏威夷
，For example, you want to go to Hawaii.
那忽然这个地图出现，到夏威夷半途中就停止了。
And according to the map, all of a sudden the plane landed halfway through Hawaii.
你会怎么样
？What would you do?
你一定非常的害怕。
You'll be scared.
因为这里到夏威夷中间是海洋。
Because we all know that this is only the Pacific Ocean that divides us from Hawaii.
如果中间停止了，就表示掉下去了。
If it stops halfway in between, that means we have then crashed.
你达不到目标。
Then you will not be able to get to your destination.
但是我们人生就好像一场旅程。
Our journal is just like a journey. Our life is just like a journal.
从出生开始
from our birth.
你要像飞机在一直在飞。
Just like an airplane is flying in the air.
那到最后那一点在哪里？
Where is the final destination?
我们大家都知道到哪里。
We all know where that point is.
就是到坟墓啊。
And that is the grave.
但是这个是人的看法。
And this, however, is the understanding of man.
如果人活一辈子真的到最后就是到坟墓，那人生是很悲哀的一场。
If all we can go in the end is to the grave, then it's truly a sad life.
因为死就是归零。
Because death means that we go to zero.
好像你打一篇很好的文章，忘记把它 save 起来，一按 delete 就没有了。
Just like you type a very wonderful article on the computer and you forgot to save it and delete everything is gone.
那你活了几一辈子，几十年。
And you spend so many years in your life.
你投资了这么多的时间精力下去。
You invest so much time and energy.
你一死了，全部都完了 ，delete.
The moment when you die, everything is deleted.
所以这个是可怕的事情。
This is a very sad situation.
归零。
When it becomes zero again.
第二个
，the second.
死以前人退化。
Before we die, we actually degrade.
你看，我们从小一直长大。
When we grew up from our childhood,
从依赖人到独立
from being a dependent on somebody else, we become independent.
但是死了以后你再退化
when we die, however, we degrade.
要变成要人照顾
when we before our death, we need other people to take care of us.
这个也是很可怕的
and this is also very sad.
第三个
third,
人要死以前
before we die,
你所有的荣耀光环褪色
all the glory will fade away.
人开始注意的不是这个要死的人，开始注意的是那个往上爬的人。
And then what you pay attention to now is not the degrading physical body, but rather the person who is going upwards.
所以人生绝对是一场悲剧。
So the physical life is indeed a tragedy.
但是怎么去突破？
How do we break through this?
耶稣就是我们的希望。
And Jesus Christ is the answer.
主耶稣宣告，我就是生命。
Jesus Christ told us that He is the life.
我就是复活。
He is resurrection.
你如果遵守我的道，你就永远不见死亡。
If you follow my word, you will not see death.
这一句话没有被擦掉。
This is not erased.
这个是真理。
This is the truth.
如果遵守耶稣的道，
If you follow His words,
就不见死亡。
Then you should not see death.
请问世界上每一个人都死了？
And they ask you if everyone in this world has died.
为什么遵守耶稣的话不见死亡？
How come you're saying If you follow the words of God, you do not see death.
因为耶稣再来，他要再复活。
Because when Jesus comes again, he will be resurrected.
然后要从地上到天上去。
And he will go to the heaven.
这个就是人生集中的追求。
And this is our ultimate goal.
也因为有这个盼望。
Because of this hope.
所以人活着才有价值。
Then we have a meaning in our life.
人活着才有意义。
Then we have a purpose in our life.
人才可以牺牲奋斗。
Then we can sacrifice, we can strive very hard.
圣经说我们是活泼的盼望。
Because we have a living hope.
所以有时候我到老人院去看一些老人。
Sometimes when we go to elderly homes to see the elderly people.
我发现了。很可怜。
We see people are they are quite pitiful.
但为什么可怜
？Why？
这因为没有盼望。
Because they do not have hope.
人已经到了快到尽头。
They're near the end of their life.
但没有盼望。
But they do not have hope.
这是人生最可怜的。
And this is a very sad situation.
所以人需要耶稣。
Therefore we need Jesus Christ.
我们越到人生的尽头。
The closer we get to the end point,
我们对天国的盼望越活泼。
The stronger, the more living our hope to heaven is.
死并不可怕。
So therefore, death is not that fearful.
因为死是另外一个生命的开始。
Because death is the start of another life.
在基督里面，我们充满着盼望。
In Jesus Christ, we're full of hope.
所以为什么要信耶稣？
So why do we want to become a Christian?
第一个，
first,
要成为有智慧的人。
We can gain wisdom.
第二个
Secondly,
要成为一个公义的人
we can
没有罪
a person of righteousness without sin.
第三个
Third,
要享受神的爱
we can enjoy the love of God.
第四个
Third, fourth,
为着追求永恒
so we can achieve eternal life.
所以我们需要耶稣
and therefore we need Christ.
Let's
sing him.
163首
163
Try sound, and the Lord shall descend, even though it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul.
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're about to pray together.
主耶稣虽然回到天上去。
Although Lord Jesus Christ already descended up to heaven.
他还活着。
He's still alive.
我们在地上还可以体验到他。
We can still experience him on this earth.
因为他把他的圣灵降临在这个地上。
Because he has granted his Holy Spirit with us.
神的灵非常有能力。
His spirit is all powerful.
神的灵会浇灌在我们身上。
His spirit will be on us.
是我们对神有最直接、最有力量的体验。
So that we have the most powerful, most direct experience of God.
当圣灵降临。
When the Holy Spirit is with us.
我们就知道耶稣就是神。
We know that Jesus Christ is God.
我们知道神就住在我们里面。
We know that God is within us.
所以在真耶稣教会有圣灵的浇灌。
So through Jesus Church, we have the Holy Spirit with us.
因此我们所讲圣经里面的神是我们可以摸得到的神。
So the Bible tells us that God is some God that we can truly touch.
只要我们愿意打开我们的心。
As long as we are willing to open our hearts.
用很谦卑的态度来到他面前敬拜他。
So that we come before him to worship him in a humble heart.
我们就可以体会到神。
Then we can experience our God.
神虽然很伟大。
Though he is very wonderful and powerful.
但是他爱卑微的人。
He same time he loves the humble man.
我们虽然算不了什么。
We are nothing in comparison with him.
但是神愿意住在我们里面。
God is willing to dwell in us.
这是神给我们很大的应许。
This is a great promise from God.
我们现在要祷告。
So now we're about to pray together.
我们抓住神的应许来向他祈求。
We hold on to the promise of God. We ask him for it.
很多人在这里祷告得圣灵。
So many people, when they come here to pray, they receive the Holy Spirit.
认识了耶稣。
They came to know God.
他的生命改变了。
His life has been changed.
所以诸位，如果你愿意亲近他。
So if you're willing to draw near to God.
你可以体会到他。
He's willing to.
愿意追求他吗？
But are you willing to pursue after God?
这个是一个关键。
This is the key.
所以我们现在要起来祷告。
So now we're pray together.
祷告就是在敬拜神。
To pray is to worship God.
我们祷告跪下来。
We pray, we kneel down.
代表对神的谦卑。
Represents our humbleness in front of God.
眼睛合起来，帮助我们专心。
Close our hearts so we can concentrate. Close our eyes so we can concentrate.
我们第一句话念，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing we say is in the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
然后接下去重复念，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
Then we just keep on repeating, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这样我们就可以体会到又真又活的神。
And this way you can experience the living and true God.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
So we'll pray together.
欢迎诸位朋友，欢迎诸位弟兄姊妹。如果你要求圣灵、求恩典，你可以到前面来祷告。
We'd like to invite all the brothers and sisters, friends who would like to receive the Holy Spirit to come up to the front to pray with us.
那教会的长子、负责人、传道者会帮我们按手，帮我们祷告。
The ministers in the church will lay hands on us to help us to pray.
好，我们现在要一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together.
欢迎要求恩典的到。